Blackstone Audio presents The Grip of It by Jack Jemps. This book is read by Amy McFadden and Michael David Axtell. To Jared, for your patience, humor, compassion, and grace.
4:10. A person can doubt only if he has learnt certain things, as he can miscalculate only if he has learnt to calculate. In that case, it is indeed involuntary. 4:11. Imagine that a child was quite specially clever, so clever that he could at once be taught the doubtfulness of the existence of all things. So he learns from the beginning. That is probably a chair. And now how does he learn the question, is it also really a chair? Ludwig Wittgenstein, Zettel. Prologue. Maybe we move in and we don't hear the intonation for a few days. Maybe we hear it as soon as we unlock the door. Maybe we drag our friends and family into the house and ask them to hear it, and they look into the distance and listen as we try to describe it and fail. You don't hear it? It's like a mouth harp. Deep twang. Like throat singing. Ancient. Glottal. Resonant. Husky and rasping, but underwater. Alone in the house, though, we become less aware of it, like a persistent, dull headache. Deaf to the sound until the still silence of ownership settles over us. Maybe we decide we will try to like the noise. Maybe we find comfort in it. Maybe an idea insists itself more.